This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 2, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. As of our deadline for this Aerocast, there was still no definitive word on the fate of Air France Flight 447, which departed Rio de Janeiro for Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport on Sunday night. After the flight encountered thunderstorms and turbulence, contact was lost, with the last trace being an automated electrical failure signal thought to suggest a lightning strike on the airplane. Any hope the plane was simply delayed and unable to communicate ended yesterday morning when the Airbus A330-200's maximum possible endurance came and went without a sign of the aircraft. 228 souls on board are presumed lost in the Atlantic. Check back with aero-news.net for updates. Some furloughed employees of Cirrus Aircraft are being recalled as the company reports strong demand for its product line. The company says production will be increased to 8 planes per week. Cirrus says the recalls include its facilities at Duluth, Minnesota, and Grand Forks, North Dakota. The announcement comes just over a month after the company announced a production increase to 6 planes per week. In his memo to employees, Cirrus Executive VP of Operations Pat Waddick said that unlike the April production increase, the latest one requires employees to be called back and supply chain adjustments that may take time. CEO Brent Wouters credited new features on the planes and not an economic recovery for the increased demand for Cirrus products. Quote, the recently announced flight into known icing certification for SR22 and turbo models and Cirrus Perspective by Garmin integrated avionics suites across the product lineup are just two of the newer features that are catalyzing demand, unquote. We'll take the good news regardless of the reason. As expected, General Motors filed for Chapter 11 reorganization yesterday. As also might be expected, the huge bankruptcy, along with Chrysler's similar woes, is the biggest source of anxiety for Detroit residents since, well, the movie RoboCop. But one executive wants Detroit to look for the silver lining. Ed Bastian is president of Delta Airlines, which recently acquired Northwest Airlines, and both went through Chapter 11 in 2007. The Detroit Free Press reports that Bastian told the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's Mackinac Policy Conference last week that the process can leave GM a stronger competitor. Quote, bankruptcy worked for our companies. Now we stand as the strongest airline in the United States and the largest in the world, unquote. He also promised that Delta is committed to its Detroit hub, which he called the best facility in North America. Delta is launching direct service from Detroit to Shanghai tomorrow. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. The U.S. may already be capable of intercepting a North Korean missile attack. NASA says a new planet has been discovered in our neighborhood. And meet the first mobile phone-based navigation app that's not marketed as a toy. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, AEA's Rick Perry updates Jim Campbell on a host of regulatory issues facing the avionics industry. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.